listening through the album, I mean, a lot of the songs, yeah, they represent, you know, what the Outlaws stand for, and they've, like you said, improved upon the formula. Alex's song, though, it sounds a bit different. Like, I thought of Pure Prairie League, and or like the Marshall Tucker Band when I heard that song the first time. How'd that song come about, and how'd you, you know, decide to put that on the album? I love it. It's a beautiful song. It's just a little different from what you guys usually do.
Oh, that's a song that we wrote with Randy. Billy and I wrote with Randy. Yes, and you're complete. What we were trying to do, truth be told, you bastards, what we were trying to do was we were trying to create a kind of a Tim Schmidt moment on the record.
Mm-hmm.
To where after Don Henley or Glenn Frey had, you know, churned out these songs over and over, that a breath of fresh air vocally might appear, and the musical, the light and beautiful character of that song would give people, you know, a just a little sort of oasis of a beauty, mm-hmm, amidst a lot of these other kind of dark and angry, you know, musical, mm-hmm, offering. So it was sort of like something that we did just to offer up a little contrast to the fairly consistent musical style of the record.
It's kind of like your Love Will Keep Us Alive in a way.
That, or, you know, I Can't Tell You Why.
Yeah.
Was, you know, it was sort of like that idea. And if you listen to that record, I don't want to get into the winded part of this deal, but if you listen to it, that 12-string part, you know, is sort of British sounding.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like Peter and Gordon. You know, there's an old British quality to it, and then there's clearly, like you said, a 70s Poco Pure Prairie League, you know, pretty vocal thing that Randy embodies, and so, you know. I thought that song might, you know, have a chance on adult contemporary radio because it's so pretty.
Oh, absolutely.
I still think that.
I think that too. I mean, it just kind of caught me by surprise. I'm listening to the song and I'm the album, and I'm kind of skipping around and stuff like that. And I heard It's About Pride, and I'm like, oh my God, this song's great. And I click on something else, and then I'm like, what is, ooh, this is pretty, you know? It's just different, you know? But I think every tough guy that likes, you know, the Outlaws has a soft spot in their heart for stuff like this too. So it's kind of like you're not supposed to like it, but you really do. So
that, yeah, no, and it's, and you know, and you can't be more right. You can't say it any more better. You can't say it better than what you just did. It's like you can't, because I mean, all of the guys, and let's face it, Outlaw fans are predominantly male.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna, you know, come to that song and they're going, what the hell is that? But then, you know, if you're, and I'm like this, you know, you could make a case for sometime down the road it being one of your favorite things on the record, just because it takes a little more time for you to wrap yourself around it. But once you do it, it has, I know it's good. I know it's good. I love it. And so instinctively, I feel like that opinion will be pervasive amongst people eventually, because I just love it.